Welcome to TradingView. We're here with Steve Jarvis, who's a senior technical analyst at TraderMade, looking through the technical analysis homework of expert amateur traders, or maybe professional traders on the internet. Let's see what the first chart is. Steve, lots of action here from Bandar SQ, looking at gold on the weekly and daily timeframes. Obviously, gold has stumped a lot of people, I think, in the recent past.
Yes. I mean, you know, typically gold is will move as an inverse to what's going on with the dollar, and that recently has certainly been the case. But it's not always a complete inverse play, so you have to obviously analyse it on its own merits.
Right. I mean, in this case, let's say looking at the daily, I think he's still looking for, he or she is still looking for further moves down. Is that? I mean, that's really what we're seeing from the daily pattern. We had a top which is based at $1,200. The neckline to the top was $180, so that implied down to $1,020 as a worst case scenario. How does one typically get to grips with these sorts of situations?
Well, I mean, I find that it's excellent, obviously, to look at the long term. Charts to see what's going on, but at the end of the day, I think I pay a lot of attention to what's going on a short-term basis, and you know, for the time being, gold does still look like it's very much an offered market, and it's not really showing any signs of attracting many buyers at this moment in time. So I think you know, seeing the wave counts we got on there, which are pointing lower, that I think that's fair enough. Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on to the. Next situation, WTI by currency waves. Well, we've got that consolidation pattern, which is, I suppose, we're at the top of that area now. What's your view of WTI at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, we've attempted to break upwards from that multi-month trading range, and so far failed. Now we've come back into the range, you know, one of the rules of technical analysis is that. To try and predict breakouts is the most dangerous thing to do. You can, for all the patterns you can find on the charts, until they've actually broken out and confirmed, you can never be sure, because you know, the way that markets operate is that if you're getting people who are preempting moves and trying to force them, then they are less likely to be genuine and confirmed moves than the ones which have completed, you've had to pull back to confirm them, and you go again. So at the moment, I think that oil could remain within the broad sort of trading range we've seen for a little while longer. But over the short term, this sort of pattern is beginning to develop quite bullishly on the short term basis, but we do need to see a higher low emerge above the one we've recently seen. Otherwise, it could, you know, suddenly what looks like a base pattern can quite quickly turn into a reversal pattern and look quite bearish. So at the moment, we've just got to watch what's going on and look for that high low to form. And if it can, and take out those the highs around at 52, then it could be quite good.
But I mean, the currency waves has got this basically saying that from current levels, we'll head down to come up with a new higher low, or a right-hand shoulder on an inverted head and shoulders. And that's, you know, that would take it down to, I don't know, say 40 or 36, and then the big move higher.
Yeah, well, potentially so, but I mean, we might already have that.
Yeah, but I mean, anticipating patterns is just not something you normally do like that.
I look for patterns, but, you know, potentially that right shoulder's already in place there. We might have already seen it, you know, but we've got to take out the 52. So, I mean, it is a case of waiting and seeing at the moment, but yes, I think, you know, potentially there could be further to go on this right shoulder. But it could be in place, but I think we'll get a fairly clear idea within the next couple of weeks whether we're ready to go yet, or whether there is that longer consolidation due before we can eventually get a clear outlook of what's going on with oil.
Okay, let's move on along to the next market. Dollar-yen by Profitable Solution, hopefully. This is one which is going to be profitable, but the problem is we've got a bit of a sort of two scenarios here, which is not particularly helpful, I suppose.
Well, you know, sort of looking what's going on generally with the dollar at the moment, and generally with the yen at the moment, I favour the bullish outcome. I think, you know, we could already have a key low in place for dollar yen. And those, the two bullish scenarios we've got there, would be my preference over the bearish outcome. you know, I think that the low we saw earlier in the year could be a key higher low for dollar yen.
Right. I mean, I think in this case, profitable solutions looking for either 113.20 or 1.1180, let's say, or 1160 as possible turning points, but both within a rising overall rising pattern. So perhaps they'll be the downside tested in the wake of the latest non-farm payrolls, and then we're higher again.
Yeah, I prefer the more modest of the setbacks.
Right. Okay. Let's go on to the next market here. Pound against the yen. Osmane Din 8. And here we've had this person's looking for a topping formation to come in.
Thought
it's been a great run.
Yes, it's not my preferred outlook for sterling at the moment. I still think sterling yen is going to continue strong over the short term. Sterling generally is looking pretty good at the moment. The yen is looking pretty weak. So at the moment, I'm not looking for a reversal of that. I think it's more likely to be going up for a little while yet. But you know, we need to see just how far the advance can get. It could turn out to be a corrective right shoulder, I think, which we're showing on there for a deeper retreat. But I think a little while before we've got a clearer idea really what's going on with this one.
But it's you're basically fighting the strongest currency versus the weakest, and to look for a bigger pullback doesn't seem to be
not at the moment.
Favoured at the moment.
No, I think sterling yen has got more to go on the upside before we can be considering reversing that one.
Oh, well, it's a 15-minute chart, so I suppose we don't have too long to wait to see what happens on that situation. Obviously, we'll find out quite soon. I think that's the last chart of the day, but. Looking at other people's technical analysis, is that something you do, or are you got to stick to your own way of doing things?
I try just to not be influenced by what other people are looking at. I have my own sort of methodology of going through doing things, which I stick to, and it's worked for me. Having said that, it's always interesting to see what other people's take on the market is. That's what makes a market.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Steve Jarvis, senior technical analyst at TraderMade, for joining us on TraderView.